Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Welcome to you and all of your parts. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. I've used food and alcohol to numb my emotions and my body pain since I was very young. Food since I was 3, alcohol since I was 40. I'm currently 56 at the time of this recording. And when you've been using food for over 50 years for comfort, one of the biggest challenges that I personally faced, as have my clients, is to find other ways to comfort myself that don't involve food and alcohol. So I was 8 months into my food abstinence journey of no sugar, no flour, and of course, no sugar includes no alcohol, just in case you're curious. And suddenly I realized, like, holy crap, what are all these emotions and what am I supposed to do to manage them? Like, what did I used to do when I was angry or when I was sad or when I was happy? Well, I'd basically eat sugar and flour-based, highly processed food and drink my way through life, like the standard American diet, which is where I live, is in the United States. And I've shared in my journey that I have been on diets my entire life. And the thing that finally clicked for me after 40 plus years of dieting was getting rid of sugar, getting it out of my life completely, and then doing the healing work of internal family systems or parts work, and learning to love and accept all of these parts of me that I've ignored or not even known that I had until recently. So what do you do when your favorite coping mechanism is gone by the wayside? No more wine, no more chips to take the edge off when your emotions are active, and it feels like there's like this crazy maelstrom inside. What am I supposed to do? Well, in the United States, if you're having a medical crisis, you go to the emergency room, or the ER for short. And one of the most important self-care things that I had to do for myself that so that I could take care of my emotions and my parts when things were hard or when things are hard, because hey, life is life, was to recognize and soothe those parts and not shame them for being active, for being upset. But the next most important thing that I did was create my own ER list, my own emotional reset list, or ER list for short. And that is a list of things that helps me change my emotional state when I am in an emotional crisis. So I would strongly recommend that you create one for yourself. So if you no longer use food, alcohol, smoking, cannabis, porn, cutting, whatever, to ease your emotions and your pain, you are going to need a list of alternative activities that you can use to change your emotional state. So I'd invite you to stop and consider now, before you get into a critical phase when you actually need it, what soothes you? What makes you happy? What makes you happy that doesn't involve food or alcohol or your drug of choice? How can you get more of that into your life? Memorize this list of things that changes your emotional state, that does this emotional reset for you, so that when things are happening and suddenly you've got firefighters that want to come in and like have you use old patterns of behavior, you can say, okay, here's a list of things I can do to switch my emotional state from being so upset to being so angry to being so sad. And so some of the things that are on my list are belting out songs at the top of my lungs. I actually have a playlist that I will use singing at the top of my lungs. It helps completely reset my energy. Another thing that I like to do is go for a walk in nature. Getting me out of the house, getting me out of scenario is a wonderful way for me to be able to reset and, you know, get back to some self-energy and some curiosity and calmness. Another thing is a warm bath. There's me and a warm bath and a novel, and I am a happy girl. So I would ask you, what makes you happy? Playing with your grandchildren? Petting your animal? Getting a hug from a loved one? How about hugging yourself? That can be very powerful. So I invite you to create your own ER list, your own emotional reset list, so that when life happens and you get super strung out and you want to eat, drink, sex, all the things, you have a list available to you that you can easily, quickly, you can quickly say, I can do one of these things instead of the behavior I'm trying to stop doing. So thanks for joining me today. Be sure to check out the description for links to some free resources. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.